Tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee convenes a hearing on the president's controversial wiretapping program. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will testify, trying to make the case that the president has the constitutional authority to conduct electronic surveillance without a warrant. Polls show the American public divided on whether the policy represents an unacceptable invasion of privacy or is a necessary measure in the fight against terrorism. To get a sense of public opinion around the country, we turn to three newspaper editors, Phil Kasaus of the Albuquerque Tribune, Ann Gordon with the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Scott Gillespie of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, Debbie. Nice to be here.
Ann Gordon in Philadelphia, let's start with you. This hearing Monday will be chaired by Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who's expressed some concerns about the legality of warrantless wiretaps. Is this a big issue there in your state?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Specter is fairly representing some of the concerns in the state of Pennsylvania, and I think in the nation. Well, they really want to know, is it legal? I think this has really been sort of lost in the conversation. I think if you ask the average person, do you want a wiretap on a call from Al-Qaeda coming into the United States, they go, oh, sure. But if you ask the question, do you think it's legal to throw a wide net on these issues and have wiretapping a little bit more broadly, they say no. So I think there's a great deal of confusion about how the program was used and under what conditions it needed to be done above the law. And I think that's really at the heart of it, and I think Specter will be able to drive right down on that point.
Phil Kasaus in Albuquerque, what do your readers think about the president's position on this?
I think they're very torn here. I think that there's a huge concern about national security. There's a fear of terrorism here that is probably not any different in Albuquerque than it is in Philly or in Minneapolis. I think they're torn about it. I think they're very confused by how the program works and how the president feels the program works. I mean, his rationale, I don't know that he's completely made that case to them yet.
Scott Gillespie in Minneapolis, do you think the president has been clear on why he should have the authority to do this?
Well, I think that's what our readers are wondering. They want more clarity. We have had a lot of interest in this subject, and it is very partisan. You know, from the right, we hear we are at war, and if you haven't done anything wrong, you shouldn't be worried about surveillance. And then from the left, we do hear about erosion of civil liberties. So, but we do feel like there are a lot of questions out there that people hope will be answered beginning next week.
The president delivered his State of the Union this past week and actually hit the road to make his case directly to voters on some of the issues that he brought up Tuesday night. Scott Gillespie, what did your readers pick up on?
Well, the president was here on Thursday and visited 3M, which is, of course, one of a Fortune 500 company based in the Twin Cities, and talking about innovation and competitiveness. It wasn't a speech that dealt with any of the more controversial issues that are facing the country right now. And I think because of that, we didn't hear a lot from readers about the coverage.
Ann Gordon in Philadelphia, what resonated with your readers?
I'd have to say it was the healthcare issue. And in general, I believe that healthcare is, you know, quickly becoming sort of an apple pie issue. I mean, you really cannot go wrong with standing alongside and saying healthcare policy in the United States needs to be addressed. Boom, everybody agrees with that. It's just that after that, everything blows up. It becomes a race issue, a class issue, an economic issue, a capitalism issue, and the list goes on and on. So we have certainly heard a great deal about that. We've had letters to the editor in our Friday newspaper talking about the whole healthcare spending accounts and does this indeed drive more individual responsibility? You know, some say yes, some say no. And what we've seen is actually that this doesn't necessarily break down along party lines.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a very broad, all-American, let's debate it issue. From the wealthiest among us to the youngest and the poorest among us, this is something that I think resonates with readers.
Phil Kasaus in Albuquerque?
I think she's right. I think that in New Mexico, I think what you're seeing in terms of health care, it's showing up on the bottom line. Increased cost, you're paying a lot more. And I think for a long time we talked about it in nebulous terms. You know, we have to do something about health care. We have to do something about the cost. Well, people are beginning to demand that because it's costing them more, and they're seeing their employers look around at the bottom line and saying, it not just may cost you more, it may cost some jobs.
You know, most of the coverage that we've seen of the State of the Union has zeroed in on this whole idea that the United States needs to decrease its dependence on foreign oil. Has that been a big issue in any of your states?
It's Phil in Albuquerque. I think people have, they attach to that right away because in a state as big as ours, you got to drive places. you've got to drive everywhere. And people and readers that we talk to say, I would love to see them do something about it, but they're incredibly skeptical about the ability of the administration to really make that happen.
This is Scott in Minneapolis, and I would say that in our state, there is quite a bit of interest in this topic, in part because ethanol production is an important issue in Minnesota and something we're seeing more of. So there's a lot of discussion about that. There's also one we did hear quite a bit in the wake of the State of the Union speech from people on the other side of the aisle from the president saying that they questioned his sincerity on this issue.
I think there's another point to be raised here, too, and this is certainly what we hear much more on the East Coast. It has much more public transportation that's widely used, is that by simply focusing solutions on the supply, that's not the only answer. There is going to have to be some changes in habit.
In other news, the Patriot Act has just been extended, but only for a few weeks because Congress still has concerns. Ann Gordon, I'm wondering if readers in Philadelphia share this seeming unease.
No, I have to say that this is one of those situations where we hear very little about the Patriot Act, and I think that it's one of those things where a lot of people who are observing American culture and policy discussion wish there was more active conversation. But in fact, I think most people have accepted the Patriot Act, they've lived with it for a couple of years, and we don't hear that much pushback on it.
Scott Gillespie, how much does it matter to people in Minneapolis?
Well, I'd echo Ann. I think very similar type of muted reaction and discussion here. And to some extent, I wonder if that's because we haven't provided as much coverage as maybe we should or could have of the issue in recent months.
Is that the case in New Mexico, Phil Casals?
It really is. I think, Scott talks about it, I'm thinking, we should really have stayed on top of this more often and more consistently. This is just a guess, but I think that people haven't actually had to bump up against the Patriot Act yet because it has not become a big deal in their lives or anybody's life that they know. They have, I guess, forgotten about it, and maybe we have too.
This is a tough subject. It's hard for people to debate this and engage in these kind of civil liberties discussions, and it's not something that American citizens are very good at, and I think it's hard to come up with examples of who might have been a victim of this. These cases often are shrouded in secrecy. They're very difficult to report. I think, however, that the wiretapping Senate hearings that Senator Spector is holding next week will bring this issue back up in many more meaningful ways, and I think they're interesting issues that a society ought to be debating because it's at the core of a free society.
Ann Gordon of the Philadelphia Inquirer, Scott Gillespie of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and Phil Casals of the Albuquerque Tribune. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.